is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's made a decision not to make a decision on whether the U.S. will join Israel in its conflict with Iran for another 2 weeks. The caveat, no nukes for Tehran. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon.
CBS's Olivia Gazis.
Today in Geneva, the Iranian foreign minister is set to meet with his counterparts from Great Britain, France, and Germany, all signatories to the former nuclear deal, as well as the EU's foreign policy chief, to see if there is a diplomatic arrangement to be struck that can still forestall military escalation.
The Israeli military says it hit dozens of Iranian targets overnight. At least one Iranian missile breached air defenses in southern Israel near the hospital hit yesterday in Beersheba. A federal appeals court ruled last night President Trump can remain in command of California's National Guard after he ordered troops into downtown L.A. to watch over anti-ICE demonstrators. CBS's Jared Hill.
On social media, President Trump called the decision a big win, adding it's bigger than California. Quote, if our cities and our people need protection, we are the ones to give it to them should state and local police be unable.
California lawmakers say they'll fight back in federal court. Scorching temperatures will spread out across the central and eastern U.S. this weekend and into next week. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
It is the first significant heat wave of this season. It will come on strong, and temperatures will just suddenly rise to levels anywhere from the 90s into triple-digit heat.
A Grammy-winning entertainer has entered a plea at court overseas.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Chris Brown said nothing to waiting reporters as he walked into the London courthouse a little while ago. The 36-year-old singer was wearing a dark blue three-piece suit and tie and dark glasses. Inside, he pleaded not guilty to attacking a music producer with a bottle in a London nightclub 2 years ago.
Indiana fans aren't giving up.
The magic carpet ride for the Pacers is not over. They'll play for an NBA title on Sunday night in Game 7.
The man of the moment, Pacers point guard Tyrese Halliburton, who played through a calf strain on ABC, scoring 14 points in 23 minutes in last night's win over the Thunder.
You know, we didn't want to see these guys celebrate a championship on our home floor, backs against the wall, and we just responded. So many different guys chip in. Total team effort. Really proud of this group.
Final score, 108-91. Dow futures are down 93. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat watch is in place for the area starting tomorrow. Officially, it's Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties, and it runs from tomorrow until 6 p.m. on Monday. Temperatures are expected to hit 95 degrees, with the heat index reaching 105. Cooling centers will be running in the area. You can call 211 to find one near you. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine police are still seeking the public's help after two separate shootings Wednesday night, one of them fatal. The first saw a man shot in the neck at a home on Carlisle where a woman was arrested. He survived. Later that night, a man was killed by a gunshot to the chest on Marquette Avenue just west of Douglas. No suspects have been identified in the second shooting. Investigators are urging witnesses to step forward. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer was honored last night at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Summer Conference. The event at the La Crosse Radisson saw Sewer posthumously receiving the Local Broadcast Legend Award. Sewer dedicated his 36-year career at WRJN to local sports and news, broadcasting over 2,100 games and earning multiple honors. The historic Horlick Field press box bears his name. The WBA recognized Sewer and other honorees at the event for their lasting impact on Wisconsin broadcasting. Sewer passed away in 2020. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
You know what I miss most about being a kid, though? Substitute teachers. Don't you wish we had those at work? Hey, you show up for work one day. Hey, I'm Bob. I'll be your substitute boss for the day. Hey, nice to meet you, Bob. You know, we take 4-hour lunches here where we work. Oh, yeah, and you pay. Hey, 10 a.m. cocktail hour.
My favorite teachers were always the art teachers, you know? I always loved art teachers because they were so bizarre, right? They were like the homeless people of the faculty. Right? All disheveled, wearing smocks, covered in paint. Always, like, digging through the garbage, looking for bottles and egg cartons and things. All disorganized, always making announcements when you're on your way out the door already. Be like, people, 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 listen up. People, get him. People. If any of your neighbors or relatives have any paper towel rolls, start bringing them in.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Good morning, 610 local news. Timeless hits, WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio, refreshed. Well, just before the big heat comes in, we've got showers in our forecast today, then a gradual clearing, highs near 79. That's going to be the cold spot. Partly cloudy, lows 69 tonight, sunny Saturday and Sunday, highs near 94 tomorrow, 92 on Sunday. Good thing I got my neighbor to mow my lawn yesterday. I wouldn't want him out in that heat doing it while I'm sitting in my cool air-conditioned living room. Cloudy, 66 degrees right now at Radio Park. Coming up later this morning at 7:30, we're going to talk movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. At 8:30 this morning, Wilbert Kennedy's going to be here with a preview of the Racine Raiders game, which is coming up on Saturday night at Horlick Field. And then at 8:50 this morning, we're going to talk sports with Mike Clemens. He's one of the greatest sports guys I've ever worked with in radio, and he'll be here at 8:50. I'm not just saying that because he's here. I'm saying that because it's true. It's 6:11 now, 11 past 6 at WRJN. Every time I hear this song, I think of that movie Major League with Charlie Sheen as...
I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Wild Thing, 614, local news, Timeless Hits, at WRJM. Here's an incentive to clean out your car. A guy in Philadelphia cleaning out his car last week found a lottery ticket he forgot all about for $50,000. That's right. It was a winner for 50 grand. They didn't tell us how long it's been in the car or if it expired or not. Could you imagine having a $50,000 lottery ticket laying on the floor of your car and you let it expire? Hey. How do you overcome that, huh? 614, local news, Timeless Hits, Summer in the City. Here come the Lovin' Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Local news, timeless hits, hometown radio refreshed. A civic media station, WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the historic frequency of 1400 AM. We have some showers in the, just in the forecast. Just showers, let's put it that way. Not going to be a lot. Gradual clearing later today with a high near 79. Then after that, get ready. Tomorrow, sunny, highs 94. Sunday, sunny, highs near 92. Cloudy, 66 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. People magazine did a story on a kid in Chicago named Tavion Norris. He missed his high school graduation because he's waiting in the hospital for a heart transplant. School officials decided, well, they're going to throw a graduation for him at the hospital. Now, despite his health issues, he pushed through to get all his schoolwork done in time to graduate. So they went to the hospital, had an official ceremony right there, and he's now officially graduated from high school while he's waiting for his heart. I'm telling you, I got teary-eyed when I hear that kind of stuff. It's just, you know, it's just a feel-good story. I hope he gets his heart, and I hope he lives a nice long life into his 90s and beyond. And now he's a high school graduate. Excellent for Tavion. It's 6:18, local news, timeless hits. Here's Pete with the beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books, and each one equals 1 TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Ritchson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Ritchson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Richson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day.
Start the summer with a sparkling clean ride. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue will bring back that showroom shine with full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, and more. Your car deserves to look car show ready, so let the pros handle it. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
And during June, save even more at checkout, all right? Put in the promo code ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N. Where'd they get that from? ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N. Put that in to save even more on the WRJN Big Deal of the Day during the month of June.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
Mr. Fonz, one fine day at 6:25. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Instacart put out a list of grocery items that peaked in popularity during the week of July 4th, 2024, last year. Let's see if they peaked this year. The top three last year were canned baked beans, hot dog buns, and watermelons. In the rest of the top 10, hot dogs, hamburger buns, popsicles, pickles, mayo, potato chips, and lemonade. Here's what I don't understand, though. Nowhere in the top 10 are hamburgers. Hamburger buns are on there, but hamburgers aren't. So why would hamburger buns be on there, but no hamburgers on that list? See, these are things I have to know. If I don't know them, I go nuts all day long. We got to get out of this place, the animals at WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Here's a fun health test to try. Fun if you pass it, at least. A new study found that a simple fitness test can predict how likely you are to die in the next 10 years. Whoa. Over 4,000 adults ages 46 to 75 tried it out. And the ones who could do it easily were six times more likely to die of lung and heart issues. Really? The ones who could do it easily were less likely. Okay. Less likely to die of heart and lung issues over the next decade. It's called the sit and stand test or the cross leg get up test. All right. Here's what you do. Sit down on the floor, cross your legs, try to stand back up again. But you can't use your arms, knees, or grab anything for support. Now, they scored each test by starting at 10 and subtracted 1 point for every support you needed. Like if you put your hands down once to sit and again to stand up, that's 2 points down. So 8 out of 10 you get. They also subtracted a half a point every time the person lost their balance or wobbled. People who scored 4 or lower are most likely to die in the next 10 years. 8 or higher, you're just fine. I don't know if I want to try that test. I don't want to know the future. It's 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news once again. And here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This weekend, our area faces an extreme heat warning. Heat index values could hit 105. The sudden rise in temperatures isn't just a health concern. It's also increasing the risk of a road problem. The DOT has put out a warning about pavement buckling, with a reminder out to slow down and watch for slowing traffic. If you do come across a serious pavement issue, police say you should call 911 and be ready to give your location. Cooling centers will be running in the area this weekend. You can call 211 to find one near you. We'll have the latest on the heat wave coming up in the forecast. Investigators in Racine are still seeking witnesses after two shootings Wednesday night, one of them fatal. The first shooting took place on Carlisle, where a man was shot in the neck and a woman was arrested. That man survived. Hours later, there was a fatal shooting just west of Douglas on Marquette Avenue. Police haven't identified any suspects in the second case and are asking anyone with information to contact them. It sounds like someone is messing with those life rings by the lake. A message out from the city of Racine is urging people to only remove life rings from their stations when there's an actual emergency. A statement says if you see someone messing with them along the pier or the beach, you're told to call the police non-emergency number. An eye in the sky will be watching you if you're on part of I-94 this weekend. The State Patrol will have aerial enforcement tomorrow above I-94 in Kenosha County. Pilots will be watching for speeders and aggressive drivers from above, alerting ground units when violations are spotted. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Fortunately, Wisconsin has not had any detection of high-path avian influenza in our dairy population. That doesn't mean we're not looking. I'm Pam Bianchi with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. How we look for high-path avian influenza in any species is a critical part of discussion for veterinarians across the United States. Dr. Amber Idle is out in Washington State, and she says right now they're looking at the tools available to try to detect high-path avian influenza, and she says one area that needs extra attention, dairy cattle.
So we have to make sure that by vaccinating one, we don't have a negative impact on another industry. You know, another conversation's been around vaccinating dairy cattle, which I think, you know, that's a good thing to start thinking about. So if we have naive herds like here in Washington State, I'd really like to see that we have an option for a vaccine because it does two things. Cows wouldn't get as sick, number one. Cows would be less likely to shed and spread and infect another herd. So that's really what we would be using it for from a control strategy in dairy cattle.
Dr. Amber Itell, she's a state veterinarian in Washington State. She says her goal and the goal of the health community at large is to make sure animals are taken care of, but more importantly, that humans are taken care of.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
And food businesses, including farms around the state, should know that funding is available through the Wisconsin Department of Ag Trade and Consumer Protection for some of those hard goods that you need. Trying to expand production, they are making grants available between $10,000 and $100,000 to fund equipment for middle-of-the-food supply chain activities. We've got all the details up on our website. Application deadline, July 21st. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and check them out. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
I love my mother. She lives up in Boston and I live here. And I wish I could say that I missed her, but she doesn't really give me the opportunity to, you know what I mean? Like, she calls me 15 times a day. But every time I go back, she loves to take me on these memory lane drive-bys. And they always start out very warm and inviting, and by the end they're like morose and frightening, you know? And they always start with the parish. She's like, oh, you remember the parish, don't you? Nice memories there. You were baptized, confirmed. Oh, and here's the high school. Remember you got drunk and you knocked your front tooth out? You made your mother cry. Do you remember how you made your mother cry? And then it goes on to have something that has nothing to do with me. She's like, remember that guy got murdered over here? Yeah. They never found his torso. You and your sister were out late that night, but I didn't ask any questions. I love you unconditionally. Remember that.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Pretty little baby. Pretty little.
Francis, Pretty Little Baby, local news, Tamla's Hits right here at WRJN. All right, so you go to the state fair, you're thirsty, you want a bottle of water. They say, what, $3, $4, $5 for a bottle of water? And you gotta, you have to pay it, right? You go to some of the county fairs, $3, $4 for a bottle of water, you got to pay it. And you thought that was a lot of money. Check this out. The Aria Resort in Las Vegas now charges guests for one bottle of water, $26. This is the same, you know, water's the most abundant source on the planet, and they're charging $26 a bottle for that stuff. And people are paying it. That's the odd part about the whole thing. Whoa. Hey, I've got Manfred Mann with the Mighty Quinn now.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
It's hard to believe that's the same guy who did Do-Wah-Diddy-Diddy-Dum-Diddy-Do, isn't it? The Mighty Quinn, that's Manfred Mann. Then he had Manfred Mann's Earth Band. So this guy's really reinvented himself a lot. It's 6:42 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. A little bit of shower activity possible today, then gradual clearing. Highs near 79. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 69. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs near 94. Doesn't get much better Sunday. Sunny and hot. Highs near 92. Currently right now, cloudy, 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. Crazy people news. You ready for this? A 42-year-old man called police after he discovered that his ex-fiancée had married him without him even knowing. Here's what happened. Somehow she convinced a pastor to certify their union without him. She's being arrested for stalking. It's got to be something else. I mean, people just marry you without you being there? How does that happen? Yesterday, we lost a rock and roll great. Lou Christie passed away at the age of 82. He had so many hit songs. I'm going to play some this morning. He's got I'm Going to Make You Mine, The Gypsy Cried, and of course, his biggest hit, Lightning Strikes. We lost Lou Christie yesterday at the age of 82. Great rock and roll legend. There he is, WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-ya! You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya! Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-ya! Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Taken over my one-track mind. Hurry up!
Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Christy, rock and roll legend, gone at age 82 yesterday. We'll play some of his songs throughout the morning. It's 6:46, local news, Tambliss Hits at WRJN. How'd you like to move and live at the bottom of the planet? There was a lot of people say if there was a fully functioning city down in Antarctica, 28% of people would consider living there. 12% more would live there only in the summertime. Now, remember what we told you a couple of weeks ago? There were two ATM machines in the entire continent of Antarctica. They're both run by Wells Fargo, so if you use your Wells Fargo card, there's no charge. Yet another reason to go to Antarctica.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Master Vapor Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance free. Really?
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Betty Everett, the Shoop Shoop Song. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN 652. Looking for showers today, then a gradual clearing. Highs near 79 tomorrow and Sunday. Sunny and hot. Highs 94 tomorrow, 92 on Sunday. Right now, we've got 66 degrees and cloudy sky here at Radio Park. All right, a family soda business in Connecticut was scammed out of $100,000 in a Publisher's Clearinghouse scam. Now, the co-owner dragged his own brother into an interview saying, I know Bill is kind of gullible, but to send a signed company check is beyond belief. Here's what happened. This is how I can figure it. I read the story. I'm trying to make sense of it. Apparently, the people at Publishers Clearinghouse sent this guy, Bill, who's the co-owner of this soda company, they sent him a letter saying he won $5.5 million, but they needed verification of his employment. So for some reason, Bill sent them one of the company checks because his name is on it. He signed it, and his company name is on the check. And they said, be sure and put void on the check. So he wrote in void, payable to void, V-O-I-D. And they changed that name, the scammers changed it to from void to Viola, and they put a last name after it, and they cashed the check for $50,000. They wrote $50,000 on it. For some inexplicable reason, he sends them another check. And he puts void on it. And they cash it for another $50,000. Because they could change the word void to Viola and they put a last name after it. Unbelievable. He got scammed and he did it again. Man, I mean, you try your best to watch out for this kind of stuff. And then, I don't know why he would do something like that. I mean, it's beyond me, and obviously his brother. It's a small little company, and $100,000 is a lot of money. Whether they can get the money back, who knows? But wow. That's what I made out of the story anyway. 6:54, here come the mamas and the papas.
All the leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. I've been for a while.
And the pop is California Dreamin'. 656 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, tied to pro football, baseball, professional basketball, hockey. Well, maybe this is for you. The world's first professional cheerleading league is launching next year. They're called the Pro Cheer League. It'll be comprised of teams in Atlanta, Dallas, Miami, and San Diego in their initial season. All right, it was about time, huh, I guess you say. 657 local news, Tamless Hits, hometown radio refreshed with Bobby Goldsboro. And I'm a drifter.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you,
and I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching.
WRJN is Civic Media Station. Hometown Radio Refresh with Bobby Goldsboro on the Drifter. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump buys more time on the Israel-Iran conflict. He says he'll make a decision within 2 weeks on whether the U.S.